Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of veterinarian Sarah Barlow Russell and farrier Trenton Russell, a married couple living and working in agriculture in Absorkey. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Sarah takes a turn in the clinic with a pregnant dog.
Hello,
everybody.
It's a somewhat typical day for Sarah. She's doing a million things for a million people, and their animals, of course. Already today, she's sutured one dog and euthanized another, rechecked a horse's healing wound, and tended to a calf sick with coccidiosis in her back room. Later, she'll draw blood on a horse for a Coggins test and write up brand paperwork and a health certificate for interstate travel, recheck a bull that failed his semen test the first time, and check back on the sickly calf. At the moment, though, it's Stormy's turn.
Cheyenne and Whiskey Creek's my kind of rain. Her name is Stormy.
Stormy is an exceptionally good-looking golden retriever, and that's her owner, Lila Morell. Lila raises Goldens and Black Russian Terriers, as well as horses and chickens in Roberts, Montana. Her puppies ship everywhere. Alaska, Oregon, California, Florida, Texas, Washington, even Germany.
All right, Stormy, come on in.
Come on. I'm used to seeing Sarah out in the field with livestock. Cranky bulls, restive heifers, and brand new calves. But small animal work here in the clinic is just as much part of the job of a rural vet, and it can make a welcome change from nonstop weather. Sarah weighs Stormy, a diminutive 58 pounds just days from her due date, then hoists her onto the table and shaves the luxuriant golden fur from her rounded belly.
So she gets a not very beautiful haircut, because I'm not a very good beautician.
Ultrasounding a pregnant dog isn't the most common procedure. That's in part because it's not a super accurate way to count puppies.
These ones are more valuable, and breeders that, you know, really want to know so they can optimize watching for whelping and that kind of thing and appropriate feeding of the bitch, then sometimes they'll ultrasound so they know for sure. Whelping is when they give birth. So like cows calve, horses foal, dogs whelp, cats queen.
With Stormy shaved, Sarah examines her nipples. She's going to have to be able to nurse what Lila hopes will be a large litter of pups. Her last was 11, so it's worth taking a look.
It's like nipple, and then these two are way close together, and I really don't even know, does she have a fourth one on this side? Here it is. It's clear the heck up here.
Which is weird.
And then there's three there, and then here's one, then there's a big space there.
Yeah. So she wouldn't make it in a centerfold.
Right.
Stormy was artificially inseminated. The stud's owner will take one of the girl pups, which Lila typically sells for $2,300, $1,900 for dogs that stay locally. The pups are all temperament tested and evaluated for their conformation, which makes them reliable picks for service therapy dogs.
You do a lot of research and picking out what would complement her conformational-wise, temperament-wise. So this was a very hopeful breeding. His name is Chester, but I don't know his registered name off the top of my head, but he was number 16 in the nation 2 years ago.
It's time to look for pups. Sarah uses a wand on the outside of Stormy's shaved belly.
The uterus, there's two horns, one goes on either side of the bladder, and so we'll try to go up that and look for puppies in there. So there's her bladder. There's a puppy. Let's see what we can see here on the right side. So 1, 2, I think that's on the other side, but maybe not. 3. All right, let's go on this side and see what we count. 1, 2, start over. 1, yep, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That would be 9. Okay, we'll go with 9 for right now. Don't be surprised if it's plus or minus one or two.
Next week, Sarah ultrasounds some Tennessee walking horse mares in Absorkey.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.